So this is actually a lot of fun for me because I get to be here with Mayuri, who just came over about 7 years ago, but you're still very young.
Yeah.
You're 21 years old.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And you're actually, and are you a U.S. citizen?
I am. I just became a U.S. citizen actually a year ago.
And have you registered to vote?
Yes, I have.
And do you know much about the two candidates?
Not really.
No. But in terms of what you know of our country and how you feel about your new adopted country,
mm-hmm.
what are you hoping for?
Hoping for a lot of changes, I believe.
What kind of changes? Tell me what those are.
Changes like, oh God. Like you know, the immigrants that are coming into the country, illegal immigrants, and a lot of drug use in the country, and global warming, that's like a big issue today. So I'm hoping to get results of those kind of changes.
Where the government would focus on alternative energy and that sort of thing?
That's true, yeah.
Yeah?
Kind of.
Since the whole time you've been here, the current administration has been in power. From your perspective, having come from another country,
mm-hmm.
are there things that were surprising to you here in the United States?
Oh, yeah, yeah, a lot of things. Everything is different here than my country.
In what ways?
Like, everything, seriously. The way people talk to each other, the way it works, like, you know, respect, and let's see how I put this in. The way system works. Like, you know, for example, if you want to do something, you can do it right away. Whereas in my country, you have to wait and, you know, talk to some people and just wait for their response. Whereas here, you get reply really quick from people. So it's really quicker than my country. It'll be longer over there.
Was it hard to adjust to when you first came over?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was hard to get, yeah, it's for like everybody, you know, you just don't get used to everything right away. It takes time, but you get used to it.
As someone who's starting out new here, what could we do to make the opportunities even better for you?
I would say language would be the first thing, because it's always hard if you cannot speak to anybody or if you cannot talk to somebody, then you wouldn't be able to tell your problems. So, language.
So if we, like, made education a little easier for people coming in where we could help them with
That's
learning
true.
The language, that sort of thing.
More programs to make, like, you know, more programs to help them learn English, I would say, would be helpful.
And what was most appealing to you when you thought about coming to the U.S.?
Well, all of my family was coming over here, so I didn't have choice. I had to go with them.
You were
so.
Young, right?
Yeah, I was 13, 14 when I came to the United States.
Wow.
Yeah, so I was young.
And if you could tell the new administration one thing from your perspective as a new citizen here in the United States, what would it be?
One thing that I would tell him to like change or
whatever you think is important to you.
Change the rules for illegal immigrants.
You want them to be tougher?
Not the people who are paying taxes, right? I mean, there are some like there are some people who pays tax and stuff, but I really don't know this issue, but yeah.
So
get really, like, you know, more security.
So you feel
stop like, them coming in, you know.
So you feel like you obeyed all the rules and came in the right way, and you want to make sure everybody else does that as
true.
Well. Mm-hmm. Very cool. Well, I can't thank you enough for taking time with me today. I really, really appreciate it. And I wish you the very best, because I think that I could tell how, from the minute I met you, how hard you're working and how hard you're trying here.
Mm-hmm.
And I can imagine it can't always be easy. So I really appreciate your time.
No problem.
Thanks.
No problem. Thank you.